This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The Modern Ag Alliance was formed this year to advocate on behalf of farmers so that they can continue to have access to crop protection tools. The Alliance is a coalition led by Bayer and several ag stakeholders concerned with the way in which pesticides are being regulated because of a lack of legislative clarity concerning pesticide labeling. We will hear more from Martha Smith of Bayer next.
Attention!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You, call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north fields and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operations Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operations Center, only from John Deere.
The Modern Ag Alliance was formed this year to advocate on behalf of farmers so that they can continue to have access to crop protection tools.
The Modern Ag Alliance is a coalition that was formed earlier this year to support farmers continuing to have access to crop protection tools. And the Alliance was founded by Bayer, but is supported by more than 85 organizations across the U.S. at both the state and federal level, as well as representing more than two dozen states. And that includes organizations that you would know in Iowa, such as the Agribusiness Association of Iowa, and the Iowa Seed Association, Iowa Corn, Iowa Soy.
That was Martha Smith, the head of stakeholder affairs for Bayer Crop Science. She says that costly litigation has created roadblocks for the development of crop protection products.
The litigation industry has spent millions of dollars on advertising to create controversy and misunderstanding around the labeling of crop protection tools in the U.S. And that has led to billions of dollars being spent on litigation related to that. And that's billions of dollars that could have been spent to create the next active ingredient, the next crop protection tool, to create new resources for farmers. But instead, it's going to litigation expenses.
She says that farmers are owed more certainty on product labeling and should not lose access to a crop protection tool because of a decision made at the state level, which is inconsistent with federal law.
And need to get back to having certainty that EPA is the authority in the U.S. when it comes to determining the human health effects and carcinogenicity of crop protection products. States have a role to play. Iowa Department of Ag absolutely, you know, issues labels, issues the state labels that fall in line with the federal label.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.